best. Because if you lower your standards and you hire people who probably shouldn't be hired because they couldn't meet those standards, then you begin a legacy that can cripple policing. And that would be having officers who become the self-fulfilling prophecy of misuse of power, of corruption. And so that's why police standards have to be so high. So when I read that, it's already being done in certain states where people don't have to be citizens. I believe that it's a strong criteria, but you know, this is where the politicians who are running the show, these are their decisions to make, and they're going to have to live with them.
Randy, always good to visit with you. Again, one more time, how do folks find you at The Wounded Blue?
TheWoundedBlue.org is our website, and they can contact me directly at Randy@TheWoundedBlue.org.
Randy, always good to visit with you, pal. We'll get together soon. Thank you so much, my friend.
Always a pleasure, Kevin.
There you go. Randy Sutton, the founder of The Wounded Blue and a retired 34-year veteran, formerly of Metro, and began, I believe, his career in Princeton, New Jersey, is where he actually began his police career. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Showroom at South Point presents a top entertainer with 6 top 10 albums, Emmy nominations, and Las Vegas Headliner of the Year 4 times running, Frankie Murphy. January 27th and 28th. All the hits. Tickets available at the box office. Online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone. 702-797-8055. Frankie Marino at the South Point.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, as we check out your conditions on the area freeways right now, you're going to want to watch out for a multi-vehicle crash. It's blocking the left two lanes as you approach the downtown Spaghetti Bowl. That's on US 95 southbound at Southern Rancho. So as you approach downtown, do stay to the right. Those two left lanes are blocked there. Look for an incident. It's on the right shoulder once you get through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 southbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Otherwise, looks like you're moving along okay on area freeways. A little bit of congestion there on the Beltway 215 west at Warm Springs. And that road work continues on Charleston, both directions, between Pecos and Lamb.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony DeZuri with your KMZQ Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service. The Golden Knights are on the road tonight in New Jersey, where they'll take on the Devils. Vegas coming off a 4-1 loss on Sunday to Arizona. They have dropped four of their last five. That was the first of a six-game road trip that continues tonight. New Jersey has won six of their last seven. UNLV basketball at the Thomas and Mack Center tonight, taking on the Cowboys of Wyoming. The Rebels are 12-7 and 1-6 in the Mountain West Conference. They have lost four straight, coming off a loss Saturday to Fresno State. NBA, the Lakers and the Clippers meet tonight, with the Lakers the home team at the arena both share. The Lakers are coming off a win against Portland and have won three of their last four, while the Clippers have won back-to-back games beating Dallas on Sunday. This Sports Flash, powered by My Auto Service. I'm Tony DeZuri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670. KMZQ, talk radio done right.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug, come here kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Just over a year ago, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I was tired of not being able to hear normal conversations with friends and family. That's just one reason why I asked the folks at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. They confirmed what I had already suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. The audiology pros at Quality Hearing Aids fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. I can't believe what I've been missing out on. And the hearing aids themselves are so small. Close friends and family, they don't even know I'm wearing them. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Matt Lingman at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's the Tuesday edition of Live and Local. Good to have you with us. The day after the State of the State address, I had a chance to visit with Megan Barth. She was in the chamber last night for the State of the State in Carson City. And I asked what she thought of Governor Lombardo's State of the State address.
Well, I'm just about to publish my piece on it. And basically the title is, and this is a working title, but I think this is going to stick, State of the State, Long on Optimism, Short on Reality.
Good point.
And the point is, you know, the governor opened his speech and, you know, throughout the entire State of the State was very optimistic and bipartisanship. But what I don't believe he understands is that who the Democrat majority is comprised of. You know, I've said this time and time before, we are not dealing with JFK Democrats. We are dealing with radical leftists who took no time or consideration for emergency legislation passed under the guise of COVID, which bankrupted small businesses, shuttered family businesses, kept our children out of school, forced masked the entire state, shut down casinos, upended our entire election process by passing transformative, undermining election laws, removing all aspects of integrity in our election process, if there was any to begin with. And the list goes on and on. And they did this without blinking an eye. And they did this while the legislative building was closed to the press and to the public. And so, you know, with that said, Governor Lombardo's optimism has hit a Democratic wall. And so his appeal for bipartisanship is falling on deaf ears. There is no desire. And I sat in the press scrum that the Democrat majority leaders, Nicole Cannizzaro and Steve Yeager, held last night. They were half an hour late to start their press conference, number one. And we all were there for hours before the speech. And we all had to stay hours after the speech to listen to what the Democrat majority leaders had to say. And the Democrat majority leaders have no intention of any sort of bipartisan compromise when it comes to tax cuts, when it comes to energy independence, when it comes to educational reform. You know, I watched the galley very closely. I watched the legislators very closely. The Democratic majority members did not clap for tax cuts. They did not clap for accountability. They did not clap for school choice. They did not clap for election integrity reform. And the only time they clapped was when Governor Lombardo promised a historic investment of $2 billion given to a failing education system and raises for state employees. So spending money is the Democrats' MO. Saving money is certainly not.
So in other words, a speech that was long on optimism, short on maybe a dose of reality. Now the idea of investing $2 billion more, bringing up the per pupil spending by $2,000 a student. That's a good thing, and I'm assuming that's something they'll embrace. Is that right?
Of course, the Democrats are going to embrace $2 billion, because why? They're getting it with no strings attached. You know, Governor Lombardo is giving them 5 years to the public education system, the failing public education system. He's giving them 5 years to bring up literacy rates. In 2 years, he says, well, after I give you this $1 billion in 2 years, what I'll do is see if there's been any improvement across, you know, all aspects of educational outcome, and if there hasn't, there's going to be fundamental changes. Well, what good is attaching strings much later down the road when up front you're giving them $2 billion to spend or misspend?
I did. Go ahead.
So we're now giving a failing public education system $2 billion, which is going to be now invested in the current, from the current budget. And then guess what? In 2 years, they're going to be out of money. And they're going to say, well, we're going to need that $2 billion, plus we're going to need more. Because when you add $2 billion to a budget and the bureaucracy doesn't spend it, they lose it. So they're going to continue to spend the $2 billion and spend the $2 billion and ask for more money. And guess what more money means? Higher taxes.
Is it possible that this is a prelude to the 2024 campaign statewide, you know, with assembly people up for re-election? Is it possible that that all began last night, essentially saying, we're going to hold you accountable, we're going to give you this $2 billion, we're going to raise the per pupil by 2,000, but if you don't show progress, I'm going to be, as he said, I'm going to be back here in 2 years, and we're going to tear this thing down, we're going to blow this thing up.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, yeah, obviously the election is in another 2 years. And so, you know, as a politician that he is becoming, there's always a continued campaign, right? You win the election and then the very next day you begin campaigning. So, you know, the 2 years is exactly in, was created in timing for that election. So, you know, hopefully Republican candidates can come out and say, see, the governor, you know, tried to transform education. We've given the system $2 billion up front, and we still don't have read by three. We still don't have educational outcomes that have taken us from dead last in the country to, oh, I don't know, 49th. I mean, when you're at the bottom, you can only go up.
Do you think that the Democrats will be willing to at least negotiate some of these things?
Well, it would be, you know, I've been in negotiations my entire life, okay? And your entire life is a negotiation. From the beginning that you can speak, you're negotiating with your parents, right? But in my career as a saleswoman, I never walked in and said, I never started low, right? You start high. And so you set the bar high and you negotiate from the top. And then hopefully from wherever the bottom is of your need, right, of your ask, you have a window. You have a bottom, then you have a top. And then you come down from the top and hopefully you get more than what you really want, right? Because somewhere in the middle is probably your expectation and you try to go a little bit above the expectation. But at the end of the day, you try to make everyone happy. The taxpayers right now should be a little unhappy because now we got another $2 billion going into a failed education system without really any strings attached. And I don't believe that the governor started out on a strong foot of negotiation, not when you just give away the store.
You know what I would have done? I mean, again, the carrot and the stick and that all of that. I would have said, I've got $2 billion. And in fact, I would have brought out a visual aid and show them what $2 billion in hard, cold cash looks like. And said, I've got in this briefcase $2 billion. And I'm gonna give it to you, but I'm going to give it to you only if you show results. Only if you show results. I might give you incrementally $500 million. You want more? Then show me results. Show me the money, so to speak. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up, education and school choice. Joe Lombardo talked about that last night. I'll let you hear what he said and about some of the increases, including the $2 billion in additional funding. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about? You need a place where you can get top dollar for your trade, great experience, and all the discounts and rebates you deserve. Stop what you're doing. Come see me, Mr. Pink, at 5050 West Sahara, and I'm going to hook you up, all right? Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Hey, Chuck, I saw on CNN that over 40% of the American population can't cover a $400 emergency expense. Is that true?
The bad news? Yes, 100% true. The good news, this is exactly the group of folks we welcome every day at Dollar Loan Center. I can't tell you how many times I've told the critics of our industry to simply walk into a bank and try to borrow a couple thousand dollars. Most banks won't even take your application, Craig. We get it at Dollar Loan Center. We're here for you, the real people in Nevada who run into a pinch every now and then.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Reload means if you pay off your loan one week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll get to more of your calls in a minute, but I do want you to hear from Sheriff, well, formerly Sheriff Joe, now Governor Joe Lombardo. This is Cut 6 and talks about the huge funding increase for education and school choice. You're going to love this.
In matters of our children's education, I think the best politics is no politics. (Clears throat) Let's agree to set aside politics and turf guarding to deal with the stubborn facts regarding public education in Nevada. Nevada's public schools have been historically underfunded and have historically underperformed for our children. Both of those facts must change. Tonight, I'm proposing the single largest investment in K through 12 education and raising the bar on expectations and accountability to the level not yet seen in Nevada. My budget contains $2 billion in new funding for our students. That's an increase of more than 22% from what was appropriated in the current biennium. That's $2 billion new dollars for literacy, for instruction, for our children. Perhaps most groundbreaking is the commitment to equity. When the Pupil Center funding plan was created, equity was built into the formula through the weights for English language learners, at-risk students, and gifted and talented learners. I'm exceedingly proud to announce that my budget fully funds the targeted weights in the pupil-centered funding plan, streamlining those dollars to the classrooms and students who need it most. When all is said and done, my budget proposes spending more than $2,000 per student more next year. After years of celebrating $100 here and there, this investment is truly historic. Here's the tough part. Along with this funding, I expect results. I won't accept the lack of funding as an excuse for underperformance. I'll be working with the state superintendent to ensure our system of accountability and transparency are robust and enforced. And if we don't begin seeing results, I'll be standing here in 2 years calling for a systematic change in the governance and leadership in K through 12 education.
There you go. That is Governor Joe Lombardo. Tell you what, let's do is see if we can squeeze in a couple of calls before we go to break. Let's go to Al. Al, you're up and you're on Live and Local.
Yeah, hi,
go right ahead.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call, Kevin.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Listen. You know, I when you listen to Lombardo, he said that he does not believe in any politics in education, but I really do believe he should have negotiated. I agree with Megan Barth that he should have said, hey, listen, I'm willing to fund schools if we reverse a lot of this ballot harvesting stuff that came through COVID. You know, he was very clear that COVID is over. We don't need to go to these extremes, number one. And number two, most importantly, he's got the state controller there. Why didn't they audit the school system before giving the $2 billion? Why just give him a blank check, exactly what Megan Barth said?
Good point, Al. Thank you. No, you're right. You're right. And that's why the only fault that I really feel about this $2 billion and $2,000 per student more than the current biennium is that there's no accountability. And it's a lot easier to have accountability where you say, if you do A, I'll do B. I'll give you an extra $500 million and you and incrementally go through that $2 billion. Just to give them $2 billion doesn't make a lot of sense, to be honest, because they'll do what they always do. They'll take the money and they'll run. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Don't forget Wayne Allen Root coming up in just a couple minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those